Shir Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph on the fourth line. Amar, we learned yesterday, Basar, the pasuk says, V'yom Hashmini Yimal Besar or Losoi. So we learned Apish Yesham Beharis, even if there's a tzaras on the Makam Hamila, Yimal, we should still do the Mila. Divrei Rabbi Yishai, that's what Rabbi Yishai says. Ask the Gemara, Halam Alikra, why do I need a pasuk to teach this law that you could do a mila, even if there's a tzaras in the makam hamila? Davishen miskavenhu, the person who's doing the mila is not intending to cut off the tzaras. The Davishen miskaven mutter. Ask the Rajba, what is pshat Davishen miskaven? We've spoken about it many times in this Masechta. Davishen miskaven is that I'm schlepping a chair. My intention is to get the chair from point A to point B, but while I'm schlepping the chair, without any intention, a groove is made in the earth. That's called davishem miskaven. But here, I'm cutting the tzaras. I'm actually cutting out the tzaras. So how can we say that that's called a davishem miskaven? So the Rashi answers that the iser of cutting the tzaras, which we learned yesterday, we learned from the pasuk of Hishamar b'nega tzaras, is only applicable when the person intends specifically to cut off the tzaras. This person's intention is not to cut off the tzaras, so it's not considered a kavana to be over the lav of Hishamar b'nega tzaras. The Ra says a different answer. The Ra says that the mila, the cut that has to be done, which we'll talk about later, for the mila, is a lot deeper than the cut that has to be done for the tzaras. The tzaras is much just on top of the skin. So this person is intending to make a deep cut to cut the mila. The tzaras that gets cut only gets cut memela, and that's why it's a davishen miskaven. Amr Abai, so Abai says, you're right. You know who we need this pasuk for? My nitzcha el Rabbi Yehuda. It only, we learned this according to Rabbi Yehuda, David Davashem Skaven Asr. That says that Davashem Skaven is Asr. Says the Rajva. We know, we had the machlokes many times in this Masechta, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding Davashem Skaven. Rabbi Yehuda has Davashem Skaven is Asr. Rabbi Shimon holds Davashem Skaven Mutter. But in Rabbi Yehuda, who holds its Asr, we've asked many times, does Rabbi Yehuda hold it's asr midaraisa, or is it asr only midrabbanan? Says the Rashba, from here we seemingly have a raya that he holds it's asr midaraisa. And that's why we need a pasuk to say that even though davishem miskaven is asr midaraisa, I have this pasuk that teaches me it's mutter. So, say the Rishonim, that there is no necessarily a raya. Because it could be that Rabbi Yehuda holds davishem miskaven as asr, that's b'chol ha-Torah kula, and all other mitzvahs, except Shabbos. Since we learned that by Shabbos the Torah requires meleches machsheves, so Rabbi Yehuda will agree that davishem miskaven is not asr midaraisa, it's only asr midrabbanan. Rava says, a field time Rav Shimon. You could say that even according to Rav Shimon, there is a need for the pasuk. Why? Because as we've learned many times, in a situation where the action that I do will inevitably cause this to happen, so that Rav Shimon says is not a davishen miskaven. He considers that like a davaha mechaven. Here, where the tzaras will certainly get cut off, it's considered a davar hamechaven. Vabaya Leslie Haisfar, asked the Gemara, doesn't Abaya agree to the concept that Rav Shimon agrees by Psak Resha? For Habaya Virava, the Amri Tavayu, Moid Rav Shimon Psak Resha Vilayomis, that even Abaya agrees, that Rav Shimon agrees by Psak Resha, that it's Asr. So why are you telling me, ask the Gemara to Abaya, that we only need the Pasuk according to Rav Yehuda, we need the Pasuk even according to Rav Shimon? Says the Gemara, Bas the Shammah Rava Savra. After he heard Rava say this halacha, that Rav Shimon will agree by Pesach Reisha, he accepted it. This memory that Abaya said that we only need the Pesach according to Rav Yehuda was before he heard this concept of Pesach Reisha. Others learn this issue about Bayin Rava regarding the following. It says in the Pasuk, we spoke about it yesterday, Hisham v'nega hatzuras lishma v'oid v'lasois, lasois, to teach us iyata oisa, to specifically go and cut off the tzuras is also. You could put on like a shoe, and by putting on the shoe, even if you put on the shoe will rub out the tzaras if there's tzaras there. Or the mitzvah gabisayfa, you carry a pole on your shoulder, and by carrying the pole, the tzaras gets rubbed out. From over, if it goes off, it goes off. Ask the Gemara of Olamali Kra, why do I need a pasuk? Dov Hashem Miskaven Hu, isn't this Dov Hashem Miskaven, for Dov Hashem Miskaven Mutter? Answers the Gemara, you're right. Am Rabbi Le Nitzchel Le Rabbi Yehuda. The pasuk is only needed according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dama Dov Hashem Miskaven Aser. Rava says, I feel time Rav Shimon. Even according to Rav Shimon, there is a need for the pasuk. Why? Because my Rav Shimon, Pipsik Reishiv La Yomis. And that, if just to define the word psikresha, if you cut off a chicken's head, psikresha, if you cut off its head, v'layamas won't die. Anything that's inevitable, even Rav Shimon agrees, is awesome. Ask the Gemara, v'abayi leslei ha'isvara, does Abayi not agree to the concept of psikresha? V'abayi v'rova dami tavayu, da'amayi Rav Shimon psikresha v'layamas, even Abayi agrees, Rav Shimon agrees, to the concept of psikresha. So why is Abayi saying that I only need the pasuk according to Rabbi Yehuda? Answers the Gemara, Labasa the Shavu Mirava Savra. After you heard Rava articulate what Rav Shimon would hold with psikresha, Abayi agreed. Ask the Rishonim. The Ran asks, now that we have a pasuk to tell us that even in a case where the person is just wearing a shoe or he's just carrying a pole, he's allowed to walk that way, even though it'll rub out the tzaras, so then why do I need a pasuk, the previous pasuk, a basar, that you're allowed to cut a mila where the tzaras will get cut off? If I'm just allowed to carry my pole, or wear my shoe, where I'm not doing a mitzvah, I'm still allowed to do it even though the tzaras will get cut off. Certainly to do a mitzvah mila, I should be allowed to do it to cut off the tzaras. So why do I need a separate pasuk to teach me that you're allowed to cut off the tzaras when it's on the mila? So the Rishonim answer that it's different. When I'm carrying a pole, it's only a grumma. While the Rishonim say it's only misasik. It's not a direct cutting out of the tzaras. That's why the halacha is, I'm allowed to do it. However, by cutting the mila, cutting the tzaras, it's explicitly cutting it off. So I would think it's worse. That's why I need a specific pasuk to tell us that even that is mutter. Ask the Gemara. V'abaya. According to Abaya, a leave of the Rav Shimon, Abaya in the Havamina said that we didn't need the pasuk to teach us that you're allowed to make a mila on the makam tzaras. So according to that, because it's Tav Hashem Miskaven, so hai basar mai avdlei, what will he do with the pasuk of basar, which we're using to teach us that you're allowed to do a mila, even though there's a tzaras on the makam mila? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Amram, ba'oimel lokets b'harto miskaven. He'll need the pasuk for a case where the person, where there's an adult having the mila, and he tells the moil specifically that when he's cutting off the mila, to cut off his beheris, to cut off the tzaras. So he specifically is intending to cut off the tzaras. So there, even Rav Shimon will agree it's not a Dov Hashem Miskaven. It's certainly a Miskaven. And that's why I need a pasuk to say that even that is mutter. Ask the Gemara, Tainach Gadol. This will be understandable by a Gadol. Because a Gadol who has to have a bris and has a tzaras on the bris could say such a thing. However, cotton, when you're doing a bris on a cotton, Mayikul Meimer, the cotton certainly doesn't have the mental capacity to say such a thing. Rav Shashi answers, it's talking in a case, but Omer Avi HaBen Lokets Beheretz Debenoi Chomis Gavin. It's talking in a case where the father of the baby tells the person who's cutting off the Mila that has the Tsaras on it, and he is intending to affect the purification from the Tsaras. So the father is the place of the son, and that's what the apostle teaches us, that even in such a case you're allowed to cut off the Mila, even if the Tsaras will get cut off. However, V'yika Akar asked the Gemara, if there's somebody else, not the father, Levit Acher, let somebody else do the Mila. Why? Damrav Shim ben Lokish, come welcome Shatam Maitza Esav Laisase. Wherever we find something we spoke about a lot yesterday, we have an essay in a Laisase. Dalach is Imat Yochel Kaim Shneya Mutav. If you could do both of them, fine. Mimlav, if not, Yava Esav Yitcha Laisase. Then we have a rule of Esav Daicha Laisase. So here too, we have taka mitzvah say to do a mila. We have a lav not to cut off the tsaras. If, however, so normally the mila is an essay, it overrides the lois essay of cutting the tsaras. But if there's a way to perform the mila without being over the lav, how to have an outside party who will not intend for purification, let him take care of the mila. So according to Rish Lakish, that's what you're supposed to do. So why are you telling me that the Pasuk is teaching me that it's mutter for the father to tell somebody to tell the mail, to cut the mila of the son, even though the tsaras there, the father shouldn't be allowed, or like the Rishonim say, the father shouldn't be allowed to stand there? Answers the Gemara, the Lekacha. You're right. If there's somebody else who could have taken responsibility, that somebody else should do it. Here we're talking in a case where there's nobody else and the child needs to have a mila. So the pasuk is teaching us that the father could tell the male to cut it, even though it involves taking off the tsaras. So the Torah extrapolates from this Gemara that on Shabbos a bris should not be done by the father of the baby. Because why? Since the father of the baby is anxious for the bris to happen, it's his child, it's his responsibility, somebody else, a moil who's not the father, doesn't have that level of involvement. So using this Gemara's thinking, the Gemara's logic, says the Torah, somebody else should do the bris, not the father. Says the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin disagrees with the Torah. He says like this. He says, when a moil does a bris, and a father does a bris, they accomplished the exact same thing. They accomplished that the child is a nimoil, that he's a gemalata. He's a child that is a ben bris. So there's no difference with the father or somebody else. Where is there a difference? The difference is only regarding tsaras. Somebody else, not the father, doesn't kid, doesn't do the bris, doesn't do the bris mila with the intention of removing the tsaras. So he should do the bris when there's a tsaras. The father, of course, not only does he want the child to be a nimoil, he also wants that the child should be a tahor, and therefore, there, in the case where the child has a tsaras on the makam hamila, there and only there, says the Trumas Hadeshin, will the halacha be that it's preferable that somebody else should do the bris. And the Mefarshim explain it deeper, because even though the halacha is normally that it's preferable, if possible, that the father should do the bris, and not ask someone else. And here we're saying that if the child has a tsaras on the makam hamila, the Gemara says we should ask somebody else. He says the only reason why it's preferable, the Mefarshim explains, Shem Tzion Balocha explains it this way. The only way it's, reason it's preferable that the Avi HaBen should be the moil is because he shows a chavivus hamitzvah, that he's doing the mitzvah himself. But of course, if doing a mitzvah also involves doing an aveira, that isn't chavivus hamitzvah. And there is no inyan that the father should be the male. The Ritva asks a question. The Ritva says, Al Gemara says, that even though there's a rule of esei doicha loisasei, however, in a situation where I don't have to come on to that, where I could do the esei and not be over the loisasei, I should shoot for that. Yesterday we said one of the examples of esei doicha loisasei is to wear tzitzis with shatness. Ask the Ritva, why is there a hetter to wear tzitzis with shatness? Just get a beged that's not just get tzitzis that are not shatnis, and you won't have any problem. Why is there a heter? If the Gemara is saying now, wherever we could avoid Esed Doichalosa, say we could avoid it. So the Ritva answers like this. He says that a mila is the same mila if the father does it or somebody else does it. So since the mila is the same, no matter who does it, so we'd rather do it in a way where there's a heter, not in a way where there's an isser. But if I have a beged that's mechoy betzitzis, and then I tell you don't wear it because this beged is linen and the tzitzis are wool, I have absolved this beged from tzitzis. That isn't what I want to accomplish, and therefore there will say esei doichalosase. Omamar, we learned yesterday. Yontev ain't a doicha el bezman bavad. Yontev is only doicha bris when the bris is supposed to be done in the proper time. Menani mili, how do we know this? Om chizkia, chayin tana de bechizkia, om akra, the pasuk says, regarding the common Pesach, loisusir menu ad boiker, that you're not allowed to have anything left over till the morning. Says the Gemara, ain't tamalayim ad boiker. There's no reason to say the word till the morning. It shouldn't say, don't leave over. What does it say till the morning? Ma tamalayim ad boiker. What does the pasuk say ad boiker? Bo akos of litan lay boiker sheinus refasoi. The pasuk is telling us, when does the Karm Pesach become nice? So the first day, right away in the morning. But that morning is yontif. Wait till cholamoid to burn it. So what do we see from here? That anything that doesn't have to be done on yontif should not be done on yontif. And therefore, the same thing with this bris. Since today is not the zman for this bris anyway, wait till tomorrow, or later. The pasuk says, the oil of every Shabbos should be brought on the Shabbos, but don't bring an oil that we don't have to bring today. It's an oil from a weekday on Shabbos, not the oil of a weekday on yontif. Same here. Since this bris mila does not have to be done today, don't do it today. Rav Amar, a third source. Amakra hu levadoi yaslechem. Only oichel nefesh may be done in yontif. Hu only oichel nefesh lo machshirim. Not preliminaries, which, as we explained yesterday, we could have done before yontif, preparing a knife, for example. Levadoi. Only itself, v'loy mila shle b'zmana, not a mila where today is not the zman to do it. The asim a kavachomer that I really could have learned the kavachomer that I should be allowed to do the mila. Still, the pasuk is saying, even if it's shle b'zmana and yontif, still the pasuk is telling us don't. So Rashi explains what is the kavachomer. The kavachomer is like this, something we learned yesterday. If tzaras is doicha avoida, why? Because we know that a kohen who has tzaras is not allowed to do the avoida. Still, a mila shloi b'zmano is doichet tzaras, because we just finished learning that any mila, even if it's shloi b'zmano, is doichet. So Shabbos, which the avoida pushes away, because we're allowed to do the avoida on Shabbos, we bring kabbonis on Shabbos, certainly a mila shloi b'zmano can be doichet. So Tosfos asks that this kavachoyim doesn't work. Because we explained yesterday, it's not that tzaras is doicha d'avoida. The reason when somebody's tzaras, we don't let him do the avoida is because he wouldn't be able to do it anyway. Because after he cuts off the tzaras, he would still have to have mikveh, and he would still have to have herev shemesh. So what's this kavachaymer? So therefore, Tosfos says the kavachaymer is a different kavachaymer. There is a man, the Omer, that nedar of nedav is craven beyontif. Any kabbonis, even kabbonis that are not chayvus hayoyin, kabbonis that I have to bring today, still I'm allowed to bring them in yontif. And the kavachoyim is, if nedarim v'nedavis are allowed to be brought on yontif, certainly a bris, shikei nichrusu alei yidgum abrisas, which a bris is such a chashv mitzvah, as we keep on explaining, certainly should be doicha yontif, even if it's shloi b'zmano. That's what the pasuk says, levada v'loi mila shloi b'zmano. Rav Ashi Amar Shabbosan. Besides there being on yontif a lav to do a malacha, there's also an essay, rest, essayhu. Vavla yontif essay v'leisasei comes out. Doing malacha on yontif is both an essay and a leisasei. Vein essay, so the mitzvah mila, which is a mitzvah essay, doesn't have the power to override doiches leisasei v'essay. So we have four sources that teaches us why a mila shloi bizmano is not doichi yontif. Klalam Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah that preliminaries of a bris may not be done before, may not be done on Shabbos. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Om Rav, Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, V'tanan gabi Pesach kai gavna. We learn a similar halacha regarding Pesach. That the Mishnah says in Masechet Pesachim. Klal Om Rabbi Kiva, Kom Halacha she'ef shel asoyis me'erev Shabbos, even though the halacha is that you're allowed to bring a Karan Pesach on Shabbos, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, says the Mishnah that anything that could have been done before Shabbos, ain't a doichos of Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. However, Shechita, actually shechting the carbon, she'ef shel asoyis me'erev Shabbos, which was impossible to do before Shabbos, that is doichos of Shabbos, that is doichos of Shabbos. On that too, Vam Rabbi Yehuda Merav, halacha Rabbi Kiva. So Tosfos asks, we have a rule, Hilchos HaMashiach, that the Gemara never tells us a halacha which is not relevant. So the halacha of Mila, says Tosfos, is relevant. We still have, Baruch Hashem, the mitzvah of Bris Mila. But unfortunately, we don't have the halacha of Karban Pesach anyway. So why is the Gemara saying halacha Karban Kiva regarding Pesach? It's not relevant, Lamaisa. So Tosfos says, you're right. Just to mention that the halacha is like Karban Kiva regarding Pesach, I wouldn't. Because unfortunately, not in the Gaila Loch Lamaisa. Why is it brought down? Because to show us how far we agree with Rabbi Kiva, and that will help us agree with Rabbi Kiva, even in the case of Mila B'Shabbos. By showing that we paskin like Rabbi Kiva by Pesach, I show that it certainly also should paskin like Rabbi Kiva by Mila B'Shabbos. V'tzricha. As the Gemara, I had to say that Alok is like a Bekiva by Pesach, and I had to say that Alok is like a Bekiva by Mila B'Shabbos. Diashmin Gabi Mila, if I only said Gabi Mila, Hasim Hud Machshirin, Efshel Asus M'Shabbos, Leidachim Shabbos. That any preliminaries that could have done before Shabbos should not be done on Shabbos. Why? The Lek HaKaris. There's no Chiv Karis because I could always do the Bris later. I have a Pesach Dik HaKaris. By Pesach, we know if somebody doesn't bring a Karim Pesach, he's Chayiv Karis, and he can't make it up. Because after Pesach, there's no Karban Pesach. Ein Melitcha Shabbos. So it's saying maybe there Rabbi Kiva will agree that the Mechshirin of the Karban Pesach are Doicha Shabbos. On the other hand, V'yashmin Agav Pesach, if I only learned it by Pesach, Mishum Deloi Nichus Olei Shloish Esabrisus. Pesach doesn't have this consequence that it has Shloish Esabrisus. Ava Mila the Nichus Olei Shloish Esabrisus. Ein Melitcha Shabbos. I would say it's Doicha Shabbos. That's even according to Rabbi Kiva, Tzricha, that's why we had to say the halacha both by Shabbos and by Mila b'Shabbos and by Karban Pesach b'Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Oysin kol tzarcha Mila b'Shabbos. We do all necessary parts of the Mila on Shabbos, which means the Mila has three parts. There's the Mila, which is cutting off the outer part, the outer covering around the aver. Then we have priya, which is uncovering. That means taking off the membrane over the outer cover, pulling it back. And then metzitza, which is drawing the blood. And then afterwards, we dress the wound. So says the Mishnah, we're allowed to do all those things in Shabbos. Mayalin, payarin, metzitza. Mila, priya, metzitza. We're allowed to put on a bandage on it and cumin. They used to put cumin on it on the mila as a medicine. Im lo sochak mi erev Shabbos, if you did not crush the cumin from before Shabbos, lo yes b'shimen v'noisin, he should chew it with his teeth and apply it. He should do it with a shinui. So there's a machlokes rishonim. How to learn this Mishnah? The two machlokes in Rishonim. One machlokes Rishonim is, what is the situation here? The Ritva says that the situation here is that I already did the Mila, and now I realize that I don't have the cumin ready. So the Mishnah says I have to do it with a shinui and then place it. But according to the Ritva, had I known before I did the Mila that I don't have the cumin ready, I would not be allowed to make the Mila. Which, because it involves making a chil Shabbos. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that when I do the Mila, I'm allowed to do the Mila. as we've been learning, you're allowed to do a meal on Shabbos. Now that I did the meal, and I realized that I don't have the kumin ready, so now I have to do something. So what do? I do it with a shinui. Now, Tosfos and Amud Beis points out, that we see from here, we have a chayil sheyesh bei sakana, a child that just had a bris. Still, when we do a refuah, we should try to do it with a shinui. We should try to do it not in the regular way. And Tosfos wants to extrapolate that that's the din by all chayil sheyesh bei sakana. We should always try to do it with a shinui. The Rambam holds that by a chayil sheyesh bei sakana, the halacha is you don't have to do it with a shinui. So ask the Magen Mishnah, what's the Rambam going to do with our explicit Mishnah? So there are two ways of explaining. One way of explaining is, something we've said many times, that a milah is considered a fairly normal operation, and since it's considered a fairly normal operation, that's why we try to do it with a shinui. It's not like a regular chayil sheyesh bei sakana. Another explanation the Sfas Emes says is very nice. When does the Rambam say that a chayil sheyesh bei sakana, I don't have to do a shinui? That's by a person who's sick. I didn't know he's going to be sick. So now he's never sick. I have to do what I have to do. But here we knew from before Shabbos that we're going to be doing a bris meal on Shabbos. So why didn't you prepare? If you didn't prepare, now you have to do something. Do it with a shinui. Now, they also used to put on wine and oil on the Makam Hamila. Says the Mishnah, Im lay taref yayin v'shemen me'erev Shabbos, if he did not vigorously mix the wine and oil from before Shabbos, so you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to vigorously mix something on Shabbos, because that's of the dechol. So therefore the halacha is, yinosin zeba'atzmi v'zeba'atzmi, put the wine and the oil separately into a bowl, and that's how you should apply it. This machloikis, what does that mean? Does it mean you shouldn't mix it at all? Or does it mean you can mix it, just not beat it? We're not allowed to fashion, we'll explain this more tomorrow, such a shirt-like bandage. You're not allowed to fashion it on Shabbos. Avkarchla smarted, to wrap a piece of cloth around it, it's mutter. Why you're not allowed to fashion this chaluk? Because it's the Miri says tikkun keli. Imlo hiskam erev Shabbos. If he didn't have a cloth prepared from before Shabbos, even that isn't where he's doing the mila. Karech alatzboi maybe he should put it around his finger and thereby bring it. Vafil mechatzah acheres from next door chatzah. So Rashi says, what do you accomplish by putting it on your finger? Two things. Number one is because you're wearing it, you're not carrying it. And number two, it's not a normal way of carrying it. Says the Magen Avraham, what is our Mishnah saying? That you can only bring it from the next door chotzer, brought through the Shirsa Rabbim, you're not allowed to carry it. Why? Isn't it, as we just explained, both he's wearing it and it's not a normal derech? So that's why some Rishonim want to explain that the Mishnah is talking about that's before the Mila. Since we're standing before the Mila, so there's really no pressing need at this point for the bandage. That's why the Mishnah is saying you could only carry it from the next Chatzar, only by wearing it around your finger. But yes, if it's after the Mila, then you won't necessarily have to wait for, then you would be able to carry it even from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, provided you wear it around your finger. Why? Because since we're after the Mila, and we have a Chayil Sheyesh Bei Sakana in front of us, and you're not carrying it in the normal way, you're wearing it, that's why we're Mekel. The Mishnah that tells you that you can only bring it from the next door Chatzar is before the Mila took place. Michti, ask the Gemara. Ketani Kula, the Mishnah already described all the things you're allowed to do for a Bris Mila. So what's the point in saying Kol Tzarchi Mila? You're allowed to do everything for Mila. Lasuyamai, what does it come to include? Answers the Gemara, Lasuya Hadatana Rabban. It comes to add what we learned in the Braisa. Hamol, somebody does a bris, calls Manchu Oisuk a Mila, as long as he's doing the Mila. Chayzer, he could go back, Ben Atzitzin Ama'aknus Mila, both for the shreds of hair that are required to be cut for the Mila, Ben Atzitzin Sh'e Ma'aknus Mila. and also for the threads, shreds that are not required for the milah. Pirish, once he stopped doing the milah, a tzitzin and makvinus a milah for the shreds are here that are required, chayzer, he goes back. A tzitzin ain't makvinus a milah, but for the shreds that are not required, ain't a chayzer, he doesn't go back. There's a very big machloikus rishonim. What is the halacha if during the week that person finished the milah, he took off all the tzitzin ha-ma'akvin, he took off all the shreds that are required to be removed, but there are tzitzin she'en ma'akvin still there. Does he go back or not? The Rambam says he doesn't go back. The Torah says he does go back. Explains the Shagas Aryeh, why according to Rambam doesn't he go back? Because the reason to go back for tzitzin she'en ma'akvin, explains the Shagas Aryeh, is because of a hiddur mitzvah. And there is no hiddur mitzvah when there is no mitzvah. So now that the mitzvah is complete, there's no concept of hiddur mitzvah. The Torah, the Shagas Aryeh is going to say, will hold that it's possible to have hiddur mitzvah even in a time where there is no mitzvah. That's one explanation in the Torah. Another explanation in the Torah, given by the Beis HaLevi, we mentioned it yesterday, is that in the mitzvah milah, there are two mitzvahs. There is one mitzvah to actually do the milah. There's another mitzvah, however. There's a mitzvah that a person should be a nimoil. A person should be somebody who had a bris. That mitzvah is a steady mitzvah that applies to every person. And that was the mitzvah that David HaMelech referred to, Lamnatseach al Hashminis. When David HaMelech realized that when he wasn't wearing any clothing, that he had no mitzvahs, and then he looked at the milah and he said, yes, I have a mitzvah. I have a mitzvah that every Jew has on him constantly, that is a nimoil. So it is a mitzvah that's constant. Since it's a mitzvah that's constant, therefore, you could also go back for tzitzin she'enim akvin, because there's hida mitzvah also. Now the Gemara says that on Shabbos, as long as he's involved in the milah, he could go back. Says the Ram, it's not only as involved he's in the milah, even while he's doing the priya or the mitzitza, the halacha is, these are all considered part of the milah. And even while he's putting on the dressing and the medicine, all of that is considered part of the milah and of the mitzvah milah, and he could still go back on Shabbos even for tzitzin she'en ma'akvin. And the Mishnah Berurah says that even if two people are doing the milah, that means the first person did the milah and the second person did the priya, and then while the second person is doing the priya, the first person wants to go back and take off tzitzin, as long as the second person is still involved in the priya, it's considered that the mitzvah is not complete, and the first person, even on Shabbos, could go back for tzitzin fish'enem akvin. Man Tana asked the Gemara, who is the Tana that holds pirish ena chayzer, that if he stopped, he doesn't go back for the non-required tzitzin. On Rabbi Bachana, on Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe, Rabbi Yochanan break it here. It's Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe, Rabbi Yochanan. The Tanya, Abbas Shchalis b'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach came on in Shabbos, Mafshit haPesach adachazor. You have to skin the current Pesach, because the Gemara Masechta Pesachim explains we don't just make an incision and pull out the Emorin, because those Emorin would get caught in the hair and the skin. So we do strip it. We only strip the animal until the breast. Divrei Yishmael ben Noshe, Rabbi Yochanan b'Broika. We strip the entire carcass. So what do we see? Rav Shmuel ben Menachem Breukin says that we do only what we have to do. Here too, since we don't have to take off the tzitzin she'enem akvim, don't take it off. Ask the Gemara Mai, what's the raya? At kan lekom Rav Shmuel ben Menachem Breukin hasam. You know where Rav Shmuel ben Menachem Breukin says it over there. Shundalai b'inah zeh keli v'nveyu. There is no issue of a hidden mitzvah of making a mitzvah beautiful when you're stripping an animal. Aval hocha. By the mitzvah mila, the beinin zekeli vanveyu, there's a concept of zekeli vanveyu. Hachanami, it could be Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe Rabbi Yochanan agree that you even go back for tzitzin she'enem akvin. The Tanya, the pasuk says zekeli vanveyu hisno lefana b'mitzvus. I say lefanov sukkano, make a nice sukkah, lulavno, a nice lulav, shayfano, a nice shayfer, tzitzisno, nice tzitzis, sefer Torah no, a nice sefer Torah, the kasuba lishmo, write it lishmo, b'diyoy no, with nice ink, b'kumas no, with a beautiful pen, b'lavavam umen, with an expert cipher, b'kocha b'shiroy noim, and wrap the Torah in beautiful silks. Abishalaymer, that the pasuk anvei means something else, have a daimelai. Mahu chan v'rachim, just like the Eibishter, like Hashem is gracious and compassionate, af ata havei chan v'rachim, you too should be gracious and compassionate. So here we see the concept of hida mitzvah. This machloikis rishonim, if hida mitzvah is midaraisa or midarabonim. Toisus says it's drabonin, the Ravid holds it's deraisa, the nafkamina will be by sofik hida mitzvah. If you hold it's deraisa, so sofik hida mitzvah, sofik deraisa l'chumra. Now, the Gemara says here, titzus no. Rash, there's the same Gemara Masecht Baba Kama, and Rashi says, what's titzus no? It means talus no. Buy a nice beged, buy a nice garment to put on the titzus. Says the Eretzvi, what pshat? The Gemara said tzitzis, not talis. So the Eretzvi says, in the times of Chazal, they wore four-cornered garments. So when they wore four-cornered garments, that was their beged. So they don't have to buy a nice beged, they have to buy a nice tzitzis. But we, he says, who wear the tzitzis, the beged of the tzitzis, only because to be able to become the mitzvah tzitzis. Normally people don't wear these kind of begadim, so the beged is also a mitzvah, and therefore there's an inyan to have a talus. Not only the tzitzis should be nice, but even the talus. Now the Gemara says here that various examples of hida mitzvah, and one is koisuf sefer Torah l'shma, to write the sefer Torah l'shma. So mefarshim ask, writing the sefer Torah l'shma is part of the mitzvah. It's not a hidda mitzvah. So why does the Gemara call it hidda mitzvah? So I saw three answers. One answer is, Lishma means that you have to write L'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. But let's say I ask a Sefer to write a Sefer Torah for me, to Mekayim the mitzvah, Ksiva Sefer Torah, he doesn't have to have me in mind. A hidda mitzvah is to have me in mind. Another pshat in Lishma, I saw from the Satmar Rebbe, is like this. A person, the Gemara is saying like this, a person is doing the mitzvah, he's writing Sefer Torah, he may get caught up in all of the outer trappings and forget the main thing of writing the Sefer Torah l'shma. Tells us the Gemara, don't forget the main mitzvah. A third pshat is like this. Sometimes people think a hidden mitzvah is only what other people see. Shiroim nayim, nice silk. But what people don't see, there is no hidden mitzvah on. Tells us the Gemara, even while people don't see, when the Seif is writing Lishma, something which is in his mind, there's still an inyan of Hidda Mitzvah. I saw a very nice word from Yehuda Asad. He says, the Gemara has here two pshatim in Zer Keli Vanvei. One is Hidda Mitzvah, and one is that we should be similar to Hashem. And neither who, we should be like Hashem. So he says, the two pshatim in the Pasuk are connected. A person may think, he says, that I'm doing a mitzvah, and I'm doing a mitzvah with a hidda mitzvah, and that's good enough. I don't have to worry about somebody else. Tells us the Gemara, yes, beautiful, you're doing a mitzvah, and you're doing a mitzvah with a hidda mitzvah. But don't forget, ma'hu chan v'rachem. Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is compassionate, af atu chan v'rachem, you too have to be compassionate. Don't only worry about your mitzvah, worry about somebody else's mitzvah. And we'll end this with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's part. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, when did Klal Yisrael say Zeh Keli Vanveyu? They said it by Kriyas Yamsuf. He says, Klal Yisrael were Zoicha to the Gevaldi Ganes of Kriyas Yamsuf because they were ready to be Maisa Nefesh. In Mitzrayim they had the Dam Milo and the Dam Karmen Pesach. But Klal Yisrael were teaching us, the future generations, how will we be Zoicha to such Nisim? It doesn't always require Mesiris Nefesh, says Shlomo Zalman Orbach. What requires is a Keli Vanveyu. Do the mitzvahs with a hidden mitzvah, that will be the way that we will be Zoicha to Nisim. Elam Ravashi, so we're looking for the Tana who holds that you don't go back for Tzitzin She'enu Ma'akvim. Hamani, who is it? Rabbi Yosihi, the Tnan, Ben Shnir Balil, we know that Bimei Chazal, Bimei Gemar, Midaraisa, the way the new moon was established was when you saw it. So whether the new moon is clearly visible, Ben Shnir Nir Balil, whether it's not clearly visible, the Aloch is Mechal Masu Shabbos. The witnesses are allowed to go to Bezdin, even if it involves Chil Shabbos. Rabbi Yosihi, I'm Nir Balil, if it's clearly visible, Ein Mechal Masu Shabbos. So why we see Rabbi Yosihi says, that if you don't have to do it, don't do it. Same thing, the Tzitzin Shein Ma'akin, if you don't have to do it, don't do it. Ask the Gemara, my, what's the writer? That's Rabbi Yossi. Dim, I can't like come Rabbi Yossi. Also, Rabbi Yossi said it over there. You have no right to begin being Mechal Shabbos at all. Aval hoch the nitta Shabbos litchus. Here well, we are being Mechal Shabbos, because for the actual meal, as we've been learning, we are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Maybe, hochinami, he'll agree that you're allowed to even go back for the tzitzin she'enem akfin. El Amrin Adai, Rabbanan the Pliga Lloyd Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbanan that disagree with Rabbi Yossi. Tatnan, we know that there was a shulchan in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, that they had on it the Lechem Aponim, which the old Lechem Aponim was removed in Shabbos, and the new Lechem Aponim was put in. So the Mishnah describes the process. Mishnah Masechta Menachos. Arba Kahanim Nechnasim, four Kahanim come in, Shnayim B'yodim Shnei Storm, two Kahanim are holding the two new arrangements of the Lechem Aponim, B'shnayim B'yodim Shnei Vezichim, and two carrying in their hands two spoons of Levoina that was also on the Shulchan. V'abroam Magdim Lefneim, but there are four Kahanim that precede them, Shnayim Litl Shnei Storm, two to take out last week's old Lechem Aponim, V'shnayim Litl Shnei Vezichim, the two to take out the two spoons of Levoina from the previous week. Hamachnis and the people who are going to put in the new lechem upon him, or the a new bezichim, on the mitzofen. They stand on the north side, pneim ladarim, with their face facing the south. Why do they stand on the north side? So Rashi says that we know that all the avoiders in the base of Migdosh, the tzofen, the north side, is more chashiv. That's why Kodesh, all karbonis that are Kodesh HaKadoshim were slaughtered in the tzofen. Putting in the new lechem upon him is the more chashiv avoida, so he stand these people with tzofen. But Mitzriyim, the people who are going to remove it, ayin the bedarim, apneim with tzofen, stand on the south side with their face to the north. Eilam Moshkin, these people take out the bread, the Eilam Menichim, these put it right behind them in the new one. Tifcha Shalzeh, the hand of this person along the hand of that side, so there shouldn't be 1 second where the shulchan doesn't have the lechem upon him. Why? Mishum shenemar lechem lefonai tamid. It says steady, constantly, and if there's any interruption, it's a problem. Rav Yosi amafil elan noitam al menichem. There could be an interruption. Avzeh ha'yotam. That's considered continuously. When is it not considered continuously? Only if there's an entire night intervening where there is no lechem. So what do we see according to Rabbanim? Any interruption, even the slightest one, is considered a new maisa. So same thing here. If I stop the bris milah, then it's finished, even if it's a slight interruption, and therefore I can't go back for the tzitzin she'enem akfin. Tan Rabbanim, who learnt in the braisa, mahalketen as a milah, we must trim the shreds of the milah, v'mloi hilket, and if he doesn't, Einish Karas does Einish Karas. Ask the Gemara Mani, who will get this Einish Karas Chas V'Shalom? Am Rav Kahana Umen, the Moil. Maskele Rav Papa, ask Rav Papa, Lemelahu, let the Moil say, and not Avdi Palgad the Mitzvah. Why should I get Einish Karas? I did part of the Mitzvah. Atan Avdi Palgad the Mitzvah. Now somebody else should finish it off. Why does he get Karas? Alan Rav Papa Godel. A person, as we've been explaining, who doesn't have a bris milah is chayiv karis. So Bryce is teaching us that if he doesn't have, if they weren't properly trimmed, it's considered as if he doesn't have a bris milah, and it's chas v'sholom chayiv karis. Maskele Rashi, God behedik siba. It says beferish a pasuk in the Torah. For all zocher shalayimel, any zocher, any godl doesn't have a bris is chayiv karis. So ask Tosfos, don't we have many Bryces that teach us dinim that are in the Torah? So what's the problem if the Braisa is teaching us a pasuk in the Torah? So Tosfos answers, if the point of the Braisa was just to teach us the halacha that if somebody doesn't have a bris, he's chayiv karis, the Braisa should say, gadol shloi mal, a gadol doesn't have a bris, onish karis. Why does it say it in this way, mahalketen es amila? There must be a different limud here. Says Rav Ashi, el amar Rashi l'olam umen. We're talking about a moil. And when is the Moel doing the bris? He's doing the mis on Shabbos. Could go into also Bein HaShabbos, Shmoshes to Shabbos. It's Bein HaShmoshes of Shabbos. Vama, right as Shabbos is about to end. Vama Leilem Smakas. The people there tell him, you're not going to finish the bris. So since you're not going to finish doing the bris on Shabbos, you know how to do it, because you're just making a wound without doing the mitzvah bris milah. V'amalun, the Maharal says, Mesapkna, I will be finished. V'avad, and he went, V'layastapik, and he couldn't finish it on time. V'shtakich, so what comes out? The Chaburu, David, he did a Chaburu, V'anish Karas, he'll get Karas, because he was Mechal Shabbos for no good reason, because he did not do a Brit Mila. So, the Rishonim explain, he won't get Misa, because the Hasra was not a Hasra Svada, it was only a Hasra Sofik. We did not know for sure he's going to be doing an Avera. So Misa he doesn't get, but Karas he does. So we learned in the Mishnah, Maitetzin, we draw the blood. Amra Papa, Hai Umna Deloy Mayetz, a mother that does not do Mitzitza, Sakunahu, he put the child into danger, Vavinalu, we dismiss him from being a mile. Pshita, as the Gemara, obviously, midakom mechal l'shapsa. If we learned in our Mishnah, the mitzitz is so important. The mechal Shabbos for it, sakonahu. It's obviously that if not, it's a danger. Answers the Gemara, ma de taima, hay dam nifka pocket. The blood is stored in the vessel, and since the blood is not anymore connected to the body, drawing it would not be considered making dosh, pulling out blood. And it would not be considered a malach on Shabbos. And that's why it's mutter. Kamash malon, the chaburi mechper. The blood is considered connected to the body. And it should be osur. Why are you allowed to do it? Because it's a required part of the bris. V'dumio despelanis v'kamen. It's similar to the bandage and the cumin. Kiloyov, just like if you don't do zan, sakonahu, it puts the child in sakana. Af hochanami, same thing mitzitza, klay ovid, if it's not done, sakonu, it's a sakona. And that's why, not a chsam seifer, another chronim say, that now that we speak about mitzitza, mitzitza is not anymore just something that's done because of sakona. Mitzitza is considered part of the bris mila. And that's how we can answer a question that we said from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer said, if we want to always do as little Chil Shabbos as possible, why don't we make the bris right before Matzoy Shabbos and do the Mitzitza after Shabbos? But now that we explain that Mitzitza is an integral part of the bris milah, so just like you're allowed to do the bris milah on Shabbos, you're allowed to do the Mitzitza on Shabbos. And we put on a bandage on the wood. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye Amarli Em, Aspalnisa the Kula Kivi, the ointment that should be used for all type of pains, Sheb Minoy Tarbe, 7 parts of fat, V'chada Kira, and 1 part of wax. Rav Amar, Kira V'kabel Rishna. The best is to make out of wax and resin. Darash Rav Mechuza. So Rav said this in Mechuza, Karina B'nei Menyume Asya L'menayu. The family of Menyume, who were doctors, tore up their clothing, their doctor uniforms. They said nobody's going to have nobody's going to have to come to the doctor anymore. Now they already know what to do on by themselves. Amlu, so Rava told them, Shafkul chuchada, I left you over one secret. Domishmu, high man the moshi apiv loy nagif tuba, somebody who washes his face and does not dry it well, nikdrule chaspinoisoi, boils will break out on his face. Maitakante, what's the remedy? Limshi tuva b'mayda silka. He should wash it well in water in which beets have been cooked.